Hey, everybody. Say hey, Gage.
Hi.
This is the very first episode of Which Beyblade You Should Choose. I am your dad host, Dad. And this is your main man, Gage. Gage, say hi.
Hi.
What you guys may not know is Gage absolutely loves Beyblades. How much do you love Beyblades, Gage?
When the whole Pokemon thing came in, then I started changing vibes, but yeah.
But, you know, hey, Beyblades. But, you know, Pokemon's also cool. But anyway, today we're going to have two battles for you, right? We've got four Beyblades here that Gage is going to show us and talk about a little bit. Alright, what are the first two, Gage?
Well, the first two are Rockdivore and Counter-Regulus.
Counter-Regulus.
It's actually Shelter-Regulus.
Alright. What is so cool about Rockdivore?
Well, Rockdivore, he's like your worst choice on this list. Because, like, he's very thin on his skin.
Right.
But otherwise, on stamina, I think he did the best work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So everybody's got some weaknesses and some strengths, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. And what was this one's name again?
Raging Rockdivore.
No, not that one. The other one.
Oh, this one?
Yes.
This one is Shelter Regulus.
All right. And what's
And
what's
a
good?
Really cool feature about this one is... Here, Dad, try to pull out these lions.
Ooh, oh, I see. So
if you try to pull out the fangs and look at it, it kind of extends too.
Well, that's cool. Alright, does it have any weaknesses?
One more thing. If you hit the fangs, the fang will like extend and will burst the opponent.
Dude.
Yeah, and if you hit the lion, it'll extend too, but then, like, it'll get trapped in that little thing right there, and it'll clutch down and burst it.
So, okay, so for those listening, because you guys can't see it, so at the very top part of the bay here, it extends on both sides when it's spinning, and you can pull it apart, and it gives you that little extra hit. Right?
Uh-huh.
And there's
a really strong Beyblade who also has this tip. I'm just going to tell you real quick. The Beyblade who also has this tip is called Nightmare Luminor.
Nightmare Luminor. Well.
And this tip is an attack tip. It has little carved things on it.
Well,
you can't see it, but...
Well, okay, yeah. Well, so we have Rockdivore...
And Shelter Regulus.
And Shelter Regulus. Now, don't tell me about the other ones yet. We're going to do our first battle, and then we'll talk about those, okay?
Okay,
so... between these two, which one do you think is going to win?
This one.
Which one is this one? They don't know, because they can't see it, Skage. We have to tell them which one you're talking about.
When I said this one... No. I actually meant Shelter Regulus, because if it hits right there, it's probably going to burst Rockdivore in one hit because of that extra pound.
In one hit? You think he could beat him in one hit?
Yeah, because remember how we talked about when that this one has very thin skin and can burst easily?
Rockdivore?
Yeah, Rockdivore can burst really easily with very thin skin. So... this one would give the extra pound kind of for nothing,
right?
Because of the thin skin.
Okay, all right.
So I think we should get to do our battles.
I guess so. That's right. So which one will I be battling? I'll let you choose. You're gonna give me Rockdivore, aren't you?
Yeah,
you are. All right, that's fine. Let's see if your predictions are true. Okay. Now, since we are recording this, Gage, I suggest we not scream at the top of our lungs our 3, 2, 1, let it rip, okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rockdivore versus...
Shelter Regulus.
That's right. Here we go. First round.
Three.
Two.
Two. I'm already. Go Regulus.
Man. Regulus is spinning around. Rock DeVore has taken the middle. Oh, and it is over. Rock DeVore took that center and then was immediately bursted.
2 points for me.
That's 2 points.
And I forgot to tell you this in the middle, in the beginning. If you get one round, that's 3 points. And whoever gets 3 points first wins. So technically, we'd be having to get 6 points.
6 points.
Because we're doing two battles.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Okay, so let's get on to the next rip.
On to the next rip. All right, I can do this. Rock to War, we can do this. All
right. No, I think Regulus has got that hit.
All right. Ready?
Three.
Two. One. Let's go. There we go. Man, next. He is fast.
Use shell counter.
Hang in there, Rock the Boar. Oh, and it's over, folks.
And
Rock the Boar burst again without question. Gage, your prediction was right. Good job, man.
So, if I got two in the beginning, I've got 4 points. And
that's right.
And I'm still,
4 points.
I'm still spinning.
So who is the winner, Gage?
Of the first round, that is me.
We're talking about the bay.
Oh, yeah. Shelter Regulus is the undefeated winner.
Undefeated winner. Okay, Rock DeVore is now out of the running. All right, we're going to put him to the side. Okay, get sit down.
Oh, sorry.
All right, now what are our next two Beyblades?
Tempest Wyvern and Turbo Sprizen.
All right. Well, now let's talk about the first one. What was his name again?
Tempest Wyvern. Now, Tempest Wyvern has like a spinning top
on it, folks. It's the top piece has this purple spiked
thing on it.
It's a ring around the top piece, more or less, that spins separately from the rest of the top.
So if a Beyblade comes up and hits it, then it'll literally just deflect the attack off with that spinning blade.
And there you have it.
So let's talk a bit about Turbo Sprizen. You cannot see it on this thing, but Turbo Sprizen, he actually has some black blade things on it that they pop out. And you can use them as like an attack thing, or like, I don't know what they do. But like,
pretty much what I would assume is when it starts spinning, it starts getting momentum, and then it pulls those out every time it's hit. And so it has these like black, like spiked springs on both sides.
That's what I said.
And that's the thing about this one too. This one is a really big bay. Like this one's big.
Yeah, but also this Beyblade, like when it's close to stop spinning, it for some reason it's like it gets more speed when it's.
Really? You mean it speeds up after it slows down?
Like, yeah.
It gains more speed on the field.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get much more, but, like, when it does it, it like, starts going faster like that and starts spinning a little tiny bit faster.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
And, like, when it does that, it's, like, the tip is very, very flat, so when it does this, it has a very flat attack and lands it perfectly. But, also, remember, when I said Nightmare Luminor, this one actually is a counterclockwise bay, and all the Luminors are counterclockwise. Did you know that, Dad?
I did know that, actually.
Really?
No, I did not. You totally learned me something right now. So, okay, so we got Wyvern versus Luminor, okay? Now.
No, it's not Luminor, it's Turbo Sprizen.
It's Turbo Sprizen. I'm so sorry, you're absolutely right. We were just talking about Luminor.
You use him.
So I'll use Wyvern.
And all right,
now between these two, who do you think's gonna win?
Sprizen.
Yeah, well, Sprizen's like much bigger than this here white round. But it's okay, because what you don't know, folks, is whoever wins this round also goes to the final round, where our two victors battle each other out, and we get to see who is our winner of the episode. That's what I just said.
Yeah. The Beyblades who win, the both two that win, they are gonna go into a final third round.
That's
and
right.
Clash.
And it's gonna be intense. Can you say intense, Cage?
Intense.
Intense.
Okay.
All right.
Well then, we should get to
without
it.
Yeah, without further ado.
And my counterclockwise spin with Turbo Sprozen is really, really gonna help me out. Cause that also helps the balance a little bit, I think. And yeah. Right. Three.
Two.
Technical
difficulties, folks.
Yeah, that did not count.
The Wyvern missed the arena completely.
Yeah, it like before he got to rip, it fell off.
All right, here we go, guys.
Three.
Go. For real this time. Two.
Now.
And Sprozen fell into a trap. Wyvern is just skidding around the center completely into a
Now it is time for the final bench.
That was just one, dude.
I forgot.
You got too excited, folks.
Yeah, I did get too excited. But now,
it is now 1-0 Wyvern, guys. This is a little surprising. We were both thinking this was going to end quickly, but I will say, you know, we got to watch out for these traps in here. They're pretty dangerous. All right.
Three, two, one.
All right. Wyvern's making some pretty intense attacks, but Sprozen is just hanging in there. It's so much bigger than Wyvern is, folks, but it's all good. Wyvern's actually holding his own pretty decently. I think the damage is actually not doing a whole lot to him. Oh man, he's holding in. And, simultaneous. They both went down, folks.
At the same time.
Oh man, that was interesting. So we're still 1-0. Okay.
I think, because with Turbo I think what really helped me in this round was Turbo Sprozen can change his mode depending on which way you turn the tip thing.
That is true.
And I changed mine to a defense tip just like Wyvern.
Why would you do that?
Well, I felt the attack thing, that was making me lose.
Yeah, that is true. That sent you straight into a trap. It was too much.
Three.
Two.
Okay.
Oh, man. Wyvern had a rough start on that one,
and
guys.
Dad comes in with a weak rip, and I come
it's
in
okay,
with a very
okay.
hard one.
It's all right. We can win this, Wyvern.
How did Wyvern recover?
With every hit you give him, the faster he goes.
That cannot be true.
I'm telling you, Wyvern's really showing up tonight, folks. This is a battle to the death. And, oh my gosh, Wyvern, by mere seconds, wins by a survivor finish. Oh my goodness, that was...
It's now
2-0. 2-0. This has been a much, much more intense battle, folks. Here we go.
Two to zip, though.
Come on, Sprozen.
Wait, no, this isn't the finals, is it?
No. This is the... We're finishing this round.
Yeah, right? This isn't the finals.
And then the game, whoever wins this battle goes to the finals.
Yeah, all three.
Right, two.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Go, Sprozen.
Going for it this time.
Actually.
He is ready to win. He is ready to take
Wyvern,
home that gold.
One thing Wyvern has a very good thing at doing is getting under Beyblades and attacking their tip.
Because
Wyvern is a very small Beyblade.
Dude. He works his way in there no matter what. And then you think he's going to slow down. Oh my goodness. Oh.
And we have
Wyvern, the underdog, has completely destroyed Sprozen 3-0. That was a good match, though. That was a good match. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it is ready for the finals. In the first corner, Gage with
with Shelter Regulus, with the Shelter Lions.
And in the other corner, we have
Tempest Wyvern.
The underdog, will he bring it home?
No, the underdog is Kinker Base.
Anyway, three, two, one. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is intense, guys. We have Baze immediately taking it. Wyvern hit after hit after hit. I don't know if you guys can hear this on the audio, but I'm seeing sparks, right, Gage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wyvern could not hold his own right there. 1-0. He did not burst, though, so it's still 1-0.
I think Shelter Regulus has the advantage.
I mean, he's a strong bait. But I will say, though, Wyvern definitely held his own a lot better than Roctivore ever did against him.
Oh, yeah.
So here we
three.
Go. Hang on, hang on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Here comes Shelter Regulus, and with a powerful punch.
Just hit after hit after hit. I don't know if Wyvern can take these hits.
Because he can't.
Oh my gosh. There again, he held in, but he was, oh man, he was so close to bursting.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was going to be so close. But it here we are, like, folks. 2-0. Wyvern, can he pull it off? Can he bring it back?
So, my Shelter Regulus, it's beaten. It has 2 points, and Wyvern has 0. And Wyvern is a really tough bay to beat, so I'm surprised by Shelter Regulus.
Mr. Gage, sir, if you can make sure not to like hit the arena with your foot.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Three,
two,
one.
Wyvern, can you do it?
Wyvern is.
He is ducking and dodging. He is not taking near as much damage
as he did last time.
But he's coming in though. He's having a lot harder time getting down there. Oh my gosh. And it's over, folks. 3-0. Wyvern loses. And who is the winner, Gage?
The unbeatable champion.
What's his name?
Shelter Regulus. And now for your two hosts, Gage and Daddy. Or should I say Joshua?
I'm dead. Anyway, that was the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed.
And now I think we should have a little, like, music party.
Music party?
So, like, we could share one thing about the launcher that Dad was using. Dad was using a launcher that you pull it, but there's a string, and you don't actually...
That is true. The launcher that I was using has a string attached to it and does not come off. I'm not entirely sure the correct term for it, but it is not the typical launcher that actually comes off.
Yeah, because, like, when you pull it, you don't have to put it back in. It just stretches back in by itself.
Which is really cool, but at the same time, I'll say I really don't think you can put as much power behind it with the
definitely.
Because if you pull
not.
Way too hard, then you end up like ripping the actual launcher out of your hand.
Yeah.
But you know, at the same time, it's still really cool. It's nice not having to, you know, put a stick into the launcher every single time.
Yeah, but I would like to share, there's two bays I could not find the right pieces for, and I had to customization them.
Well.
Or should I say customize them?
Yes.
Sorry. So, and that was Wyvern, the one that Daddy was using, and Roctivore.
Well, either way, though.
I hope you have enjoyed our show today.
I hope you guys have.
And
I had a lot of fun. Did you have fun, Gage?
Uh-huh. And make sure to watch all of Daddy's other videos that he made without me. This is the first time I've ever been on one.
That is true.
I was a little bit nervous.
Well, but this is cool because really, guys, this is Gage's show. He wanted to share his love of Beyblades with everybody. And hopefully you guys like it. And, there'll be more videos later. Because, next time we'll be using different Beyblades.
Actually, I was hoping that the next one we could do was about Pokemon, then more Beyblade ones.
Well, then we'd have to change the name of the podcast, wouldn't we?
Oh.
Because the podcast is about Beyblades.
Yeah.
But you know what? We could just make a podcast about things that Gage likes, you know? But regardless, you guys have an excellent night. Come back and listen to the next one. Say bye, Gage.
Bye. I hope you have enjoyed our show. Have a good night.
Have a good night.